The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When he saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. But the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. So good morning, brothers and sisters. This is a happy day today. Raise your hand if you're happy today, because this is a happy day. Why is this a happy day? Because you get to start your Thanksgiving break, and you get to stay out until next Tuesday. Holy smokes, that's a Thanksgiving break to make every other school jealous, believe me, right? So listen, I need you to pay attention, even though this is a happy day. I need you to pay attention because there's a really great story. And it was in the first reading. And I'm going to bet most of you missed it. I'm not going to take a show of hands. I'm just going to bet that most of you missed it. So I want to tell you the story of the first reading, okay? So here it goes. It goes like this. It's the story of a wise old man. And his name was Eliezer. Eliezer was living in very bad times. In Eliezer's time, they were putting Israelites to death if they didn't violate their faith. Putting them to death. There was an occupying army in the country, but I'm not going to get into that because it's really, really complicated. But if they didn't violate the law of Moses, and raise your hand if you already knew this, how many of you know that the Israelite people can't eat any meat from a pig? No pork, nothing. It was against those kosher laws. You ever heard of that before? Okay, so it was against the law of God. And so what they did to make them violate their faith, they made them all eat pork. And if they didn't violate the law of Moses, they killed them right there on the spot. So one by one, they came up. Till finally up comes wise old Eliezer. And he's so old, nobody even knows how old he is. And they say, "Eliezer, you're a wise old man. Tell you what we're going to do for you, Eliezer. We're going to cut you a break. Nobody wants to give you a hard time. What we'll do is we'll just tell everybody that you ate pork in violation of the law of Moses, and you can just tell them that too, and we'll just let you go, right? You don't actually have to eat it." Eliezer shocks everybody by saying no. Not only would he rather die than violate God's law, Eliezer'd rather die than give people a bad example. Now, that's a lesson. What do you call it when you refuse to put on a show for what everybody else thinks? You know what we call that? It's a virtue. It's called integrity. Okay? Don't you hate it when other people do stuff just for show, right? We all hate that. When you refuse to do things just for show, when you are the same inside as you appear to be on the outside, when you're honest and consistent, we call that integrity. Now, that's a virtue, and it's worth fighting for. You got to choose it. You got to choose it every day in all of your actions. There was a legendary basketball coach named John Wooden. Now, some of the older kids might know who he is. He coached the UCLA Bruins to 10 national championships, including 7 in a row. That's one of those sports records that'll never be broken, right? 7 straight national titles. He had a quote. A lot of people have stolen this quote. A lot of people have said this quote came from other people, but it comes from John Wooden. He said, "Character is who you are when nobody's looking." what it's easy to put on a show when everybody's looking. But you want character. Character is who you are when nobody's looking. But two things I want you to keep in mind today about that idea. Number one, God's always looking. No hiding from God. Number two, whether you know it or not, other people are always looking. I'll tell you a little story. Now, I don't think I've told you this story before. Okay, I apologize if I have, but I don't think I have. True story. Now, long, long ago, I knew a girl who got in trouble. She got pregnant. And you know what she did? She went to the abortion clinic. She's on her way into the abortion clinic to have an abortion. And she really doesn't want to do it, you see. She knows in her heart, she knew it was wrong. And as she's walking to the abortion clinic, the snow starts to fall. And she sees one guy, kneeling down in the snow, praying the rosary outside the abortion clinic. She sees that, she says, I can't go through with this. I'm not going to go through with this. She turns around, she goes back home. She has the baby, little baby girl. Would you believe that little baby girl, she's all grown up now, has a family of her own, and somewhere out there, there's a guy who saved that girl's life, and he doesn't even know it, just because of the good example he's putting on? Listen to me. You are always putting on an example for somebody else, whether you know it or not, because other people are always looking. You're always either bringing them up or taking them down, right? So it's worth fighting for to bring them up. And God is always looking, because he knows who you really are. God hates it when we don't have integrity, because he knows who you created you to be. It's like the little gospel here today. Story of Zacchaeus. Everybody in the whole town thinks Zacchaeus is the worstest sinner who ever lived, except for one guy. Jesus knows who he really is, right? Jesus calls to him. Jesus says, I know who you really are, Zacchaeus. I want you to have integrity. You know Jesus calls to you too? He knows who you really are. And he knows how good you're able to be. And he calls you to have that integrity. So that's just a little message for today, okay? Listen to me. Man looks to the appearances. God looks to the heart. Let's pray for the virtue of integrity, the virtue worth fighting for. Last one, prayers of the saints to help us today, okay? Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.